In recent years, Arizona voters have told state lawmakers to set aside money for education, health care, and a number of other programs. Some in the legislature say that's not fair because, as writers of the budget, state lawmakers are losing control over how money is spent. State Senator Frank Antonori, who is running for Congress, is proposing a constitutional amendment requiring voters to vote again on any citizen initiative passed after 1998 that specifically earmarks money for a program.
So what this basically does is it allows every 8 years, similar to the term limits that we're all basically under, the voters of this state get every 8 years to take another look at initiatives that have been put on the ballot that require appropriations and spending at the state level, and allows the people that are living in the state now, who are living under the stipulation of the initiatives brought forward previously, to reevaluate the effectiveness of those programs and to determine whether or not they're worth keeping or not by a simple vote at the ballot.
State Senator Linda Lopez, one of Antonori's Southern Arizona colleagues, questioned why the proposed amendment only applies to ballot questions put before voters by citizens and not those put on the ballot by the legislature.
To me, I guess that's saying to me that our legislative referendums are somewhat better than what the voters have put forward for us?
No, Mr. Chair, Senator Lopez, they've got two mechanisms. They can get their elected officials, and with a simple majority in the House and Senate, re-refer it back to the ballot, or they can collect the signatures. So they actually have two mechanisms to undo that. Well, we only have one.
So, Mr. Chairman, and I guess Senator Antonori, that if voters wanted to undo these, they could do that themselves as well. So why not leave it to them to do that?
Mr. Chair, Senator Lopez.
I guess Mr. Chairman and Senator Antonori, I'm like, why are we second guessing voters? If they were very unhappy with this, I would think that they would go out and get the signatures to undo it themselves.
Mr. Chair, Senator Lopez, as I had said earlier, a lot of the voters that voted in those previous initiatives are no longer in this state, and the current voters are living under basically decisions made by people 10, 12, 15, 18 years ago.
State Senator Sylvia Allen thought Antonori's idea was a good one.
This is a very good idea, and if the people set up a program and it is working well and they still have confidence in it, they'll continue to renew it. So there shouldn't be anything to be afraid of.
While many on the Senate Appropriations Committee understood Antonori's reasoning, Senator David Lujan made a prediction about the proposed amendment to the Constitution.
Thank you. I think if this measure does make it to the ballot this fall, that the voters are going to vote it down with a resounding defeat, because and that includes the voters that have moved here over the past few years, because they don't like the legislature trying to overturn the will of the voters, and that's exactly what this is.
The Senate Appropriations Committee passed the proposal on a 9-4 vote. It still has a number of legislative hurdles to clear before being sent to the ballot. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.